Cut Knife, March 18 to 24. RCMP received a complaint of a break-and-enter at a business. Four trucks were stolen. One vehicle was recovered in Waseca, Saskatchewan, and another was recovered in Lloydminster. This matter is still under investigation. Members are also investigating another complaint of a break-and-enter at another business where tools and tires have been stolen. Police received a complaint of two intoxicated individuals in public. Members transported the subjects of complaint to cells to remain until sober. A 40-year-old man from Sweetgrass First Nation was charged with theft under $5,000 after members received a complaint of shoplifting. RCMP received a report of an abandoned vehicle. Members attended, but the vehicle was gone on arrival. Police received a complaint of assault with a weapon. This matter is still under investigation. RCMP received a complaint of an individual throwing rocks at a building. Members patrolled but could not locate the subject of the complaint. Insufficient evidence to proceed. RCMP received a complaint of an intoxicated individual at a residence. Members transported the subject of a complaint to another residence to remain in the care of a family member until sober. Members received a report of an abandoned vehicle. The vehicle was not stolen but was towed as it was deemed a traffic hazard. Police received a report of a break-and-enter but it was unfounded. A 40-year-old woman from Prince Albert was charged with break-and-enter with intent, mischief and failure to comply with an undertaking condition after members received a complaint of a break-and-enter at a residence. Members attempted a traffic stop and the vehicle fled from police. Insufficient evidence to proceed. RCMP received a Mental Health Act complaint. Members transported the subject of a complaint to Battleford's Union Hospital for assessment. Police received a complaint of sextortion. The complainant declined to proceed. RCMP received a report of a suspicious individual at a residence. Member attended, but the individual was gone on arrival. Police received a complaint of an intoxicated individual at a business. Members transported the subject of a complaint to cells to remain until sober. Members received a report of a dog biting an individual. The animal was euthanized and the victim was transported by emergency medical services to the hospital for medical treatment. RCMP received a complaint of an intoxicated individual at a residence. Members transported the subject of a complaint to cells to remain until sober. CN Police reported a railway crossing malfunction in a rural area near Manitou Lake. Reported for information purposes. Members spoke to an individual regarding their child's behavior. RCMP attempted to arrest an individual on an outstanding warrant. The subject of the complaint fled from the police. This matter is still under investigation. Police received a complaint of a break-and-enter at a residence, but it was unfounded. Members located a vehicle that had fled from police. A 34-year-old man from Little Pine First Nation was charged with possession of a firearm in a motor vehicle, possession of a firearm when motor vehicle possession unauthorized and unsafe storage of a firearm. Warrants for arrest have been issued for two other individuals involved in the incident. RCMP received a report of a missing person. The individual was located. Police received another report of a missing person. This individual was also located. There were also 10 traffic complaints and 3 false alarms. March 25 to 31. RCMP received a complaint of theft from a motor vehicle. This matter is still under investigation. Police received a report of disturbing the peace. Members spoke to the complainant and the subject of the complaint. A 49-year-old man from North Battleford was charged with assault after members received a complaint of assault. RCMP received a complaint of disturbing the peace. Members attended, but the subject of the complaint was gone on arrival. A 43-year-old man from North Battleford was charged with failure to comply with a probation order after members received a complaint of an unwanted individual at a business. Police received a report of a stray dog on the street in Cut Knife. The information was referred to the bylaw officer. A 25-year-old man from Little Pine First Nation was charged with flight from a police officer, impaired operation of a motor vehicle, dangerous operation of a motor vehicle, possession of property obtained by crime and failure to comply with release order conditions after members attempted to execute an arrest warrant. A 21-year-old man from Little Pine First Nation was charged with failure to comply with an undertaking, and a 26-year-old woman from Saskatoon was charged with resisting a peace officer and possession of property obtained by crime during the same incident. Members received a request from the Saskatoon Police Service to execute an arrest warrant on an individual from the detachment area. RCMP are investigating a complaint of assault. Police located two intoxicated individuals in public. Members transported the subjects to cells to remain until sober. Members received a complaint of an individual not complying with a release order condition, but it was unfounded. A 43-year-old man from Mosquito First Nation was charged with two counts of possession of a weapon for a dangerous purpose, refusing to comply with demand and failing to comply with release order conditions, and a 36-year-old woman from Poundmaker First Nation was charged with failure to comply with a release order condition during a traffic stop. A 22-year-old from Edmonton was charged with assault and failure to comply with the release order condition, and a youth was charged with failing to comply with a probation order after members received a complaint of assault. RCMP received a complaint of an unwanted individual at a residence. The complainant declined to proceed. Members received a complaint of assault. The complainant declined to proceed. Police received a noise complaint. Members spoke to the subject of the complaint and issued a verbal warning. RCMP received a report of a missing person. The individual was located. Police received a complaint of an intoxicated individual in public. The individual declined emergency medical assistance, and members transported the subject of a complaint to be in the care of a family member. Members received a complaint of assault, but it was unfounded. A 58-year-old woman from Little Pine First Nation was charged with three counts of assault and two counts of assault with a weapon, and a 36-year-old man from Little Pine First Nation was charged with uttering threats and failing to comply with release order condition after members received a complaint of assault. RCMP received a report of a dog on the loose cut knife. Reported for information purposes. Police received a complaint of an individual not complying with a release order condition. This matter is still under investigation. Members received a complaint of a barking dog. The dog had left the area before members attended. RCMP received a complaint of a break and enter at a residence. The complainant declined to proceed. Police received a report of shots fired at a residence. Insufficient evidence to proceed. A 32-year-old man from North Battleford was charged with failing to comply with a release order condition and failing to comply with an undertaking condition after members received a complaint of an unwanted individual at a residence. A 27-year-old woman from Thunderchild First Nation was charged with possession of a weapon for a dangerous purpose and failure to comply with a probation order, and a 29-year-old man from Little Pine First Nation was charged with possession of a weapon for a dangerous purpose after members received a weapons complaint. A 35-year-old man from Cut Knife was charged with failing to comply with a probation order after members received a complaint of an intoxicated individual at a residence. An individual turned in a wallet at the detachment. The wallet was returned to the owner. Police received a complaint of a stolen truck, but there was insufficient evidence to proceed. An individual found a personal item and asked to turn it in to police. RCMP received a Mental Health Act complaint. The subject of the complaint was transported to Battleford's Union Hospital for assessment. Members received a report of a stray dog near Cut Knife. The complainant was referred to the SPCA. Police received a report of a suspicious person near a residence. Members patrolled but could not locate the subject of the complaint. RCMP received a Mental Health Act complaint. Members spoke to the subject of the complaint, who was left in the care of a family member. There were also 11 traffic complaints and one false alarm. Persons with information about crimes being committed in the Cut Knife area are urged to call the Cut Knife RCMP Detachment at 306-398-3500. If you wish to remain anonymous, you may also call Saskatchewan Crime Stoppers at 1-800-222-8477, or *8477 on the SaskTel Mobility Network. Crime Stoppers will pay up to $2,000 for information which leads to the arrest of persons responsible for any serious crime. Crime Stoppers is anonymous and does not subscribe to call display, nor are your calls traced or recorded. You can also submit a tip online at www.saskcrimestoppers.com.